Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. We're having a problem connecting our guests, Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane, which is good because I wanted to take the opportunity to basically get down on my knees and beg, please, for the love of Norwegian cheese.
Hello.
Hey, Sherry, give me a second. I'm just begging with the audience here. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and send me either a donation or a subscription. If you subscribe for as little as a dollar a month, we'll give you ad-free archives. Now, that's not just ad-free archives of the show, which are roughly about, save you about a half an hour of listening time per episode. So it's about 2.5 hours a week it saves you for a dollar a month. That's incredible value. You could also subscribe for $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, or $20 a month, depending on how much you actually really want to support this broadcast. Okay? If you want people to come on this radio program, all you need do is send me their email and contact address forms and things of that nature, and then I'll get them on. In general, that's how it works. As long as that person responds and is keen to come on and get some free coverage and talk about their ideas in a fun, friendly, fashionable format that we try to do here on this radio program, then they will. Okay, that's basically what I'm trying to really do here is make sure that everybody has a say. Everybody gets their voice out there, at least in some small format that I can. I can't follow everybody constantly. I can't watch everybody's documentaries or look at everybody's websites or read everybody's books. But I can pretty much, through a progressive format, interview all of said people. You know what I'm saying? It's not that difficult for me. It might be really hard for others, but for me, having a radio show, you just send somebody an email saying, hey, would you like to come on a radio show? What are you going to say? You're going to say, well, yeah, sure. So if you appreciate that, if you appreciate the fact that we're doing it 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, plus all the other radio shows that I go on to for free. I don't charge anybody to have me on their radio programs. That would just make me some kind of a douchebag. And I really, really do, at this particular moment in time, desperately underline, point some fingers at it with a big exclamation fracking point, desperately need some donations and some subscriptions, okay? I'm really, really sick of living hand-to-mouth. I'm really, really sick of getting up to a week before my rent is due and not having the $250 that I need. Like, right now, please, please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and subscribe for as little as a dollar a month. If a lot of people do it, that means I have an income base to work off so that I don't have to keep begging, essentially. I think it's been a little round a month and a half, I think, since my last appeal for donations. And I don't want to keep doing that every month and a half. It would be much better if people were subscribing regularly so that I don't have to kind of beg and pressure people into it. You know, this is, I actually feel guilty, even after all the work that I do, to ask for money from you listeners and all of that kind of stuff. All you people who have been supporting me, listening to me, and all of that kind of stuff. I actually feel guilty to ask something back from you. And it's a lot of pressure, and it's really messed up, and it's fracking with my head, and it's made all the worse by just not having enough money to survive. So please, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, subscribe for a dollar a month, $5 a month, whatever, or send me a little bit of a donation, because if you don't want to do, you know, regular donations, just pay, you know, a year up front or whatever. I've had a couple of emails from listeners who are going to do that, all right? Understand the work that I do is not free. All right. I don't have a day job. This is full time and I cannot seek employment. Okay. I can't do it. Can't take orders. Can't be employed. Don't want to. I just have some kind of a psychological block to being a slave. Sorry. So I need your help. Okay. Let's go to our guests now. Sherry Kane and I believe Len Horowitz are on the line. Guys, welcome.
Hi, Vinny.
How are you? Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now, what's been happening with you guys? You sent me an email about Sandy Hook. I'd like it if you could reiterate for the audience what was contained therein. But before you get into that, of course, just introduce yourself and who you are and what you do, because I know that you guys are also in a similar predicament to me, financially speaking, at the moment because of all your legal problems and whatnot. So if you could give out your websites, that would be great.
Yes. Hi, I'm Sherry Kane. I'm an investigative journalist. I work very closely with my partner, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who's the world-famous author, humanitarian, and activist. We both are activists, actually. We are uncovering the worst of the worst in the world's corruption, as well as offering the best solutions that anyone can imagine in the 528 frequency, which is the 528 love frequency. And we have started a revolution with that called the 528 Love Revolution. And we have a couple radio sites connected to that, which is 528records.com. So if anyone's a musician out there, they can actually upload their original tracks to the site. It will automatically transpose them into the 528 hertz frequency of love, and then it will be sent back to them in an MP3 file.
The reason for that is it becomes medicinal music then. It's actually healing people beyond just simply enjoyable and entertaining.
And the site just survives on donations, as well as 528radio.com, which is music that has already been transposed into 528. And there's several genres, and to increase our service base, we're like you. We live on donations as well. And also, we have another website called waronwethepeople.com, which you can see the latest on the not-so-good news, but it is the truth of what's happening in the world, what the mainstream media isn't telling you, also what's going on underneath the entire story, what's really going on in the back doors. And so we uncover that. And Len, did you want to introduce yourself for a moment?
Sure, yeah. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and I've been at this kind of like looking at government exposés and malfeasance in the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. So I actually call it the military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical banking cartel, and that they're advancing globalization. I've been at this and as an activist and whistleblower, especially exposing the drug industry for corruption, especially in vaccinations, since, let's see, 1990, I began to fall into my first government cover-up, had to do with the injection of six patients of a dentist in South Florida with his blood and his strain of HIV/AIDS that created, according to Lawrence Altman of the New York Times, among the greatest mysteries in the annals of American medicine. And I solved the mystery of that case, and in the process came out with the truth and got blacklisted, lost my job, lost my position, could no longer speak to organized medicine and dentistry, and thereafter gave up my dental practice and medical association. I ran a holistic medical center in Massachusetts and gave it up to actually advance research in the area of where did these viruses come from. And in 1996, I came out with the very monumental book that's changed a lot of governments' positions on HIV/AIDS and a lot of people's positions on vaccinations, called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It became my first bestseller. And then after that book, which was my 10th book, I continued to publish, and I've subsequently done 17 books. My latest is, like Sherry mentioned, expressing the most wonderful news that we have, that we could literally transform the entire planet, including free energy, including healing technologies that are literally operating on the miraculous scale, on the metaphysical, energetic level that literally chlorophyll and the sunshine operates on, and that is 528 frequency, particularly it's the love frequency. And there's a massive amount of evidence that I advance in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, that speaks to this being humanity's greatest hope for coming out of the insanity, hypocrisy, lunacy, degeneration, intoxication, and depopulation that is facing us today.
And that book, you can check it out at thebookof528.com, and to look at what we're working on, our latest news investigations. You can go to waronwethepeople.com. Also, my personal website is Sherry Kane, SHERRIKANE.com. Len's personal website is drlenhorowitz.com. And you can also check out Medical Veritas, that's veritas.org, and fluscam.com. We have a lot of websites. So all of the websites that we have all actually give different kinds of information. So they're not the same, but they're all really important information.
Yeah.
If you want, and I wanted to illustrate that if we let Len and Sherry continue explaining to you all the stuff that they've done, all the things that they're exposing, all the different websites that they have, all these different battles they're fighting, we would need maybe a 12-hour show or something of that nature. So let's move on to Sandy Hook.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, so we actually put together a press release and a letter that we had
actually sent. Hasn't gone out yet, Vinny. You're the one of the first people on the planet to receive it. That's okay. How much we love you, yeah. And honor you.
And in the press release, is attached to it is a letter that we sent to the Connecticut State Police. As you know, Vinny, we have been attacked heavily. Len has been attacked since 2007. By these guys that put him on a fake Knights of Malta list. They circulated it all over the internet. When I came to work with him in 2009, I asked him who these people were. He said, "I don't have any idea."
I had no idea why they
were
trying to discredit
me. Seemed like a bunch of jealous guys or whatever, right? You know, they have nothing better to do. And I put the dots together. I brought my information and research to Len. I said, "These are the people that are behind these attacks. This is the guy they work for," which happened to be Ted Gunderson. And Ted Gunderson was his friend or somebody he actually respected and gave hugs to and shook hands with when he saw him at events. Yeah. And so he couldn't believe it at first. And then he did his own research. And sure enough, the man had backstabbed him and sent this whole group of guys to attack him. Now, Ted Gunderson had started working under J. Edgar Hoover when J. Edgar Hoover was in office to do COINTELPRO operations to actually go after dissidents like John Lennon, JFK, MLK, RFK, Malcolm X, and anybody that was going to make a difference in the world, spreading peace and love, or just having people think differently, stand up for their rights, their constitutional rights. And he actually was involved in creating these people, gangs to go after them. At the time, there was no internet. Today, it's not called COINTELPRO. We don't know the name of what it's called. It serves for the same purpose, to go after people on the internet that are doing the same thing that they can't control. And what they did was, it's been happening since 2007, 2009. They started heavily attacking me as well. They got into our personal life. They started going after Len's ex-wife. They started brainwashing her. Eventually, she started to go against us. People that we considered our friends and family started to attack us. It was just really, really heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for us. And so I don't know how God works in such mysterious ways, but what happened was the Sandy Hook horrible tragedy occurred. And shortly after that, there was all of these news stories about how people were being attacked. The parents of Sandy Hook were being called actors. The nice old man who had helped the children, Gene Rosen, brought them into his house. He was a good Samaritan and lived near the school, brought them in his house, gave them toys, called their parents, and was really helpful. He's 80 years old. And what they did to these people, and we found out it was the very same people that had attacked us all those years. And so we put it together. We pieced it together, the sources of the disinformation. We also put together the fact that they make money off of this disinformation. The guy that's leading this enterprise is Truad. I know you're familiar with him because we've come to you about him before. His name is Dr. Truad. He's not a real doctor. He's not a naturopathic doctor.
That's not his real name.
It's not his real name. His real name is Almasiat. We made a website actually to expose him. It's called Truad.com. He has a blog called A Truad, but ours is Truad.com. So if you want to check out how we exposed him and what he's done, and this is way before what happened with Sandy Hook. So when the Sandy Hook incident came out, we saw that it was similar. I looked at some of the videos that were made, how they edited the one of the fathers of the children, Robbie Parker. I noticed how they edited the medical examiner's videos. Now, the medical examiner is a strange guy anyway. In order to have that job, I want you to know, you can't be, you know, really normal in your mind. You got to really kind of detach yourself from many things. I mean, you're examining 20 children who have been murdered. I mean, what? How is that going to affect your mind? Now, this guy, it's not sure, it's not the first time he has seen a murdered child in his eyes, right? And having to investigate it. And so what they did was they played on his idiosyncrasies. They played on his tics or whatever you might want to call it. They edited it and they constantly replayed it over and over again, the certain parts of his personality.
Which is very similar to what they did to Sherry, actually, when they got a hold of a private video and then created it to distort and defame her.
Exactly. They did the same thing.
So all these idiots, basically, they use the exact same tactics and do it over and over. I call that idiotic synchronicity, or kind of.
Yes, exactly, Vinny. And I noticed the MO of Alex McGowan Studer, who's a subordinate of Truat. I noticed how he had put together this video, and it was almost identical with the medical examiner and what he had done to me. And sure enough, I saw it on YouTube. I knew it was his work. And
Hold on, Sherry, we've just come to the break now, so we'll come back and hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guests are the fabulous Horror Kane, otherwise known as Sherry Kane, and Leonard G. Horowitz, Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, and we'll be right back with them after this short break. Don't you go anywhere. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most operatic 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week. And my very special guests for this second hour are the fabulous Sherry Kane and Leonard G. Horowitz. Now, also, I wanted to encourage people to check me out on Facebook, Guerrilla Media Mr. News is my name there, and we're posting a lot of images lately that my good friend, confidant, and design maestro, Roy, has been pushing out. And the latest one is the Titanic about to slam into a giant human-looking iceberg, and the Titanic has written on it censorship, and the iceberg has written on it internet. It's really what this is all about. You've got to sink that censorship, baby. Len, Sherry, welcome back. Sorry, Sherry, what were you talking about just before we got cut off by the break earlier?
What we were talking about is the person that's responsible for editing the videos, the disinformation videos, that also had gotten a hold of a stolen videotape of me, a personal videotape of me, is the one behind the Sandy Hook disinformation videos. And he is the subordinate of the doctor, big Dr. Truat. His name is Alex McGowan Studer. And we had found out recently he was a professional audio engineer for Hollywood production. So he gets freelanced out on the side to do it. So this is not an amateur who's at work here. This is somebody who's actually a professional in the audio video engineering Hollywood production world. And what they did was we pieced it all together, how they were all connected and how they were the sources. I mean, we have the list. It's on the newsletter that I sent out. It's an attachment in a letter to the Connecticut State Police and to the FBI, how these people operate, how they are doing it for commercial gain. Alex McGowan Studer has a site where he actually sells Nuke Israel baby bibs.
All of these guys actually use a multiple number of aliases, and then they make it appear that there's a whole army of people out there putting out this disinformation, but in fact, it's just a few guys. And then they're, like Sherry mentioned, they're commercially supported by creating the controversies and then generating the web traffic to their sites and then their stores.
And what they did to this poor old man, Gene Rosen, who was the Good Samaritan in Newtown, Connecticut, who helped those children, they created a YouTube site for him. He's never, I'm sure, never probably been on YouTube before, created a YouTube site for him, and then posted his interview, his initial interview with the police or independent journalists, where they labeled it as the audition tape and claimed that he was an actor. And they created this with his YouTube on a fake YouTube account with his name on it and connected it to the Church of Satan. So they linked it saying that he belongs to the Church of Satan. Again, he's been targeted because he is Jewish, and these guys, they tend to like to go after Jewish people, like they had done with even Gabrielle Giffords. If you remember Congressman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head, claiming that she was never shot, and then making up these things about her because she was Jewish.
And this is what the picture is, that, you know, they're always pointing their finger, claiming other people are part of the Church of Satan. They basically said the same thing about Sherry, said that she was a spawn of Satan. They called me a seed of Satan. They claimed that I was, as Sherry mentioned, a Knight of Malta, involved with the Pope and the Zionist movement. All this garbage to simply defame us and generate this controversy, driving traffic to their stores and their commerce. And then what's really sick is that these guys actually continue to promote part of what they're named as cause stalkers. They're not just internet harassers or gang stalkers. They are actually cause stalkers because they believe in the satanic church's theology. They believe in the KKK theology that they call, quote, Christian identity, end quote, that has nothing to do with Christianity, although you think it's Christian identity, it's a psyops. It's named identity, Christian identity, so that you think it has something to do with Christianity.
Or it identifies with Christianity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cause stalkers, they're just stalking you just cause.
That's right. Yeah, well, they got the cause, and they want to spread, you know, this sick and sad lies. And that's such an amazing thing to see it over and over again, how they flip it. Just like you see in the institutions, for example, Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation. And, you know, this, like, the Food and Drug Administration is the fraudulent drug advocates. You know, they're basically, they flip what you think they are, exactly opposite. So when they're pointing out that this fellow, poor Gene Rosen, is from the Church of Satan, that's exactly what they're involved in. They take largely their mind control psyops directions in the administrations of their psyops from Michael Aquino. Michael Aquino is a colonel, Michael Aquino, from the National Security Agency, and wrote the book on propaganda for the United States military. He runs the Temple of Set, which has evolved out of the Church of Satan. It's the modern-day Church of Satan. And these are the guys that are actually doing this to our heads.
And he dresses like Grandpa Munster, and his wife dresses like Vampirella, but that's not really the way that they are. It's just like kind of like a psyops of, like, so you look at them and you don't take them serious. You see them as cartoon characters, but they're really very serious if you listen to what they say. They, you know, Michael Aquino is very intelligent. He speaks very intelligently, and he also has a huge position in the military and also in charge of, like Len said, media propaganda.
So even his image is a psyops, where you immediately you get discredited. He's discredited. He's putting out the truth. He's telling you he's with the Church of Satan. He's telling you that these children are disappearing, which is how Sherry got involved in investigating, because she's a children's rights advocate. And suddenly now you begin to see how COINTELPRO operates with discrediting everything and everyone. And that's the real big underlying matter here that we've just now exposed. If you go to waronwethepeople.com and you click on the NRA article, the National Rifle Association, and the expose that we and co-authors, Howard Nima and Michael Vara, just posted. It goes into the next level, virtually the next peel of the onion. We just peeled it back and we show you the connections between the NRA, the drug cartel, the Rockefeller, Wall Street investment bankers, and then the propaganda and the manipulation of the media by this entity to distract and to create divisions as well as the deceptions that drives the political actions and the legislation for gun control, missing drug law where we need to have more drug laws instead of more gun laws. We need to make sure that the psychopaths aren't being pharmaceutically intoxicated to become aggressive. That's exactly what they're involved in covering up by discrediting this whole matter. They created a video with Rima Liebau. I don't know if you know Dr. Rima Liebau. She published...
Liebau, yeah.
Claimed that she was Adam Lanza's doctor, psychiatrist. And if
it was
you,
a metaphor, though, but you didn't realize that.
Yeah, but you didn't know. It was grossly confusing. It was deceiving, and it was misrepresenting, and it was discrediting of her. And so she comes out and represents all of the people who are concerned about pharmaceuticals. And, you know, it's discredited immediately, the entire movement. So you've got the NRA who is neglecting, criminally neglecting the fact that almost all of the mass murderers have been on the psychotropic drugs. And they completely neglect that. That's a fraud. And now they're advancing the political debates and Capitol Hill goes right along with it. And you got in the alternative sector, you've got Rima Liebau who's out there discrediting everyone who's claiming that the drugs are equally a cofactor in the risk to Americans. And you've got all these COINTELPRO operatives additionally discrediting Liebau. In essence, what you've got is a psyops.
They discredit her, but in reality, they all work for the same people. Because if you look at who her husband is, Colonel
Stubblebine.
Albert Stubblebine, this guy, you know, has high rankings in the military. Him and Rima both controlled submarine organizations and Canadian submarines,
manufacturing. Military intelligence at high levels. He's in the Military Intelligence Hall of Fame. So these are not stupid people. These are people who have intimate connections to covert operations and intelligence agencies. And that, again, for her to be doing this to the public's mind is when you begin to peel back the onion and you see then the whole picture of how this is operating as organized crime. And it's actually antitrust. And of course, it's treasonous. It's Sherman Antitrust Act violation because what you're doing is you're cementing Big Pharma's role and monopoly over the entire healing industries. And you've got basically a cover operation ongoing by NRA, which basically is the being fueled and funded by the same people who run the drug cartel.
And, you know, another clue, I mean, it's all done in plain sight because even Rima Liebau, she's out at the forefront, you know, speaking out against Codex Alimentarius. And here you have her looking at who her husband is. How is she working for military organizations and able to be a national health advocate and not be attacked for that? So it's right there in plain sight for you, for anybody to see. And another one like her is Truot, who attacks her, who actually says that Len and I are working with her because she's Jewish and we're Jewish
or
something.
We clued into Liebau because all of a sudden we're getting attacked by the same true snot who's involved in basically lying, saying that I have a relationship with Liebau. Of course he says that, to put me in the same discreditable barrel as Liebau.
And he's working with her. That's the reality of it. They're working for the same people. They're counterintelligence propagandists. And you know what's interesting is, you know, your show is so awesome, right? And Michael Vara, his show is so awesome. We think Gaharo Kane Hour is very awesome as well. If you look at Sherwat's show, he's got the worst possible show. And this guy has major sponsors sponsoring him. And know what he does for the hour? He talks to himself. He answers himself. And if he gets you on to interview you, just by pick up the Satanic Bible like he did with Jane Burgermeister and start citing it to take up most...
Listen, Yeah, it's quite funny that there was this one guy who was part of AXJ or some kind of organization that's like a front group for anti-pedophile or whatever. But in actual fact, the people that are part of this group are actually pedophiles themselves. And I had on a guy named John Astor who's exposing them. And then they did a broadcast trying to discredit me. And they go, Vinny with his unprofessional broadcast. And they get it. Oh God! I've got to finish my show now because my BlackBerry is running out of batteries. And it sounded like he was doing it in the men room at the men room in Hooters or something. It's just come on. We listened to this broadcast, me, John, and a couple of other of our mates and stuff like that. And when you listen to some of these people, they're so crazy that me as the same person, John as the same person, can listen to this. And despite the fact that it's supposed to be really offensive to us, it's not. It's just really, really, really hilarious. It's just the quantitative amount of hypocrisy and stupidity and insanity within every single word that comes out of their mouth and the low quality of the broadcast. So, you know, it's the same deal, isn't it?
It is.
But again, I would caution the audience. And again, I love you and I love the spin, the humor that you bring to the most serious, hideous matters. But I would caution the listeners that when they're listening to this insanity and hypocrisy and these fractured brains, I mean, it's completely loathsome to claim that these poor victims of Sandy Hook are all actors. You know, this is the type of insanity and hypocrisy that is uncivilized. I mean, it totally degrades society, and it is done purposefully. It is a psychological operation to create population control. That's what is happening. The culture, the pop culture, is being literally degenerated by these insane people who are commanding the sponsors, who are getting the sponsors, they're getting the money. And they're driving the traffic, in fact, to this criminal, organized criminal operation to sustain themselves and actually continue to abuse the public.
And you got to wonder, you know, here we are, we're all asking for donations, and Truot's got all these major companies paying for that dumb radio show. It's like, something's got to give here. I mean, what is going on here?
So that's a tip for anybody that's the real truthers out there can begin to now see it. And I just want to publicly, I've been doing it quite often, but I want to publicly thank Sherry because, again, I was a fool. You know, I had Ted Gunderson as I thought was my friend. I thought Anthony Hilder was my friend. You know, and I didn't think much of Truot and company. And suddenly Sherry comes on the scene and literally unveils the entire conspiracy industry as a total fraud, a total creation.
Mm-mm-mm. And this is something that I believe is, one of the most important topics that a truther, a real truther, needs to understand is that not everybody in this industry gets along very well. In fact, most of them hate each other, kind of like the founding fathers did. And a lot of them ain't in it for the truth. They're in it for the money. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. What you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this, like this, like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check to the mic, check a 1, 2.
Welcome back.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk, we got someone to subscribe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Please visit the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and make a donation or a subscription if you want this broadcast to continue. And that's actually on a very urgent note. Bank account is like dry and rent is due next week. And I also need a couple of $100 to buy some new equipment, some accessories for the GoPro camera that I'm using at protests as well. So if you can give generously, do, on the proviso that, look, if you're broke, don't give money to another broke person. Take care of yourself. Right? If you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of anybody else. It's the innumerable rule of this industry. My very special guests are Sherry Kane and Lenny Horowitz, otherwise known as the Horror Kane. And welcome back, guys.
Hi, thank you, Vinny. I wanted to just go back on what you were saying about the truthers out there not getting along. These so-called truthers, I just want to elaborate on that a little more. They are not really truthers out there that don't get along. The real truthers, in fact, they do get along. The people that are on the up and up, that are honest and are really out there just, you know, desiring to give people news, whether it's the truth, good or bad, they're telling people, and they're not spreading disinformation. They're not going out there to hurt other people intentionally or do anything that these other counterintelligence operatives do. And they do it without any conscience. They seem like they don't have any blood running through their veins. But with the news stories that came out about these people spreading the disinformation was that they are conspiracy theorists, in quotes. They are not conspiracy theorists. These are paid propagandists. They believe in what they're putting out there. Again, if they're counterintelligence, they're just out there to just confuse the whole entire activist, alternative truth movements and health freedom movements, and that's what their job is. And so some people might confuse us for people like that. And they may look at us and say, oh, you guys are conspiracy theorists. Well, those are really bad people. No, that's where the media, the mainstream media, has actually made people like us look bad by putting us in the same bag as these guys, when in reality, they are not the same as us. And I just wanted to clarify that in case people were thinking that out there, which probably your listeners aren't thinking that, but in the mainstream, every time you talk about 9/11, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists, right? And then they automatically attach it to what's being put out as far as the disinformation on Sandy Hook. And it's very sad.
So, to round off this broadcast, I also want to kind of inform the audience that you guys are under so much attack, and it comes from all sectors, you know, on all sides. And I've spoken to you privately, and it's really quite difficult for you guys just to, you know, live a normal life under constant barrage of disinfo and personal attack and things of this nature. And it's really sad. And I find this usually happens to the people who are really, really nice and really friendly and actually caring and loving. It doesn't happen to the scumbags, does it?
No, it doesn't, because the scumbags actually are protected. You know, and that's something I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about, maybe on another program or whatever. But we were listening to one of the other radio hosts on your network, Pete Santilli, and he interviewed Gordon Duff, who's one of the people we actually exposed in the letter. Gordon Duff is. We exposed him because he works closely with Truot. So it was very interesting in that interview that he's outing Gordon Duff, because it's something that we knew for a while, is that Gordon Duff is one of these operatives that are out there. And recently I sent him an email asking him why he actually puts out 40% disinformation, which he actually admits to doing on one of his shows. And he actually told me to go F off. So I mean, that's the level of these people. They really don't care. They don't care if they come out and say, we're putting out disinformation, we're counterintelligence, we're this, we're that. They don't care.
You know, Vinny, I just want to address what you're raising is this question as to, you know, how can we continue to do what we're doing in the face of all of this attack? Well, frankly, you know, it's kind of like a metaphysical issue. It's a spiritual warfare that we're embattled with. And frankly, Sherry and I have so much faith. You know, we are Jews, but we also love Jesus. And we wouldn't consider or label ourselves Jews for Jesus. We just love Jesus. And, you know, we basically pray to Yeshua. We pray to God. We understand both of them are entities that we can call upon and have always come through for us. And as dark as it is in our work, it is also so magnificent how the angels of protection have protected us. It's exactly like the Bible talks about how if the Creator is for you, then who can stand against you? And frankly, because of the pain and suffering that we've gone through, look at what this opportunity is. Since Sherry had mentioned 2007, I've been attacked by these guys. In 2009, they started attacking Sherry and started to, in 2010, upload videos defaming her, degrading her. And look where we are today, just publishing now a whole expose that could potentially alert all Americans about how these agent provocateurs have defamed and degraded and doubly victimized the poor people of Sandy Hook, Connecticut. After they have to deal with their family's tragedies, they now have to deal with harassments, and some of these operatives are actually telling people to accost them, and they're agitating hate crimes against them. This is despicable. Yet, we're looking at how God works. We're looking at how we're used, how we're asked to advance this information. And again, you know, thank God we've got food on the table. We've got a roof over our head. We're living in Hawaii, for goodness sake. How bad can that be? You know, and we're just doing it and we're loving it because there's nothing that we can do that's more passionate in our lives than to expose the darkness with the light and move forward to advance how we can heal ourselves with the 528 love revolution.
Yep, we just believe we've been given this task and that we have to just live it and do our best that we can. And that's probably why we live in Hawaii, is because it's a trade-off. We live here, but how many people would want to do the work that we do and be attacked as we are? So it's kind of like a balance. You know, you get to live in a beautiful place.
You know, it's like we didn't actually, if I look back on it, we didn't necessarily, especially Sherry, didn't consciously choose to be here right now in Hawaii. You know, if we had the liberties, maybe we'd be elsewhere. But we were actually forced by circumstances to be here. But again, think about it. What a magnificent place to be in paradise in the middle of the Pacific Ocean by the grace of God. You know, and so we're not complaining. We're not down. I'd be disheartened about the fact I lost my companies. I lost my family. I haven't spoken to my children in 2 years. Like Sherry mentioned, my ex-wife was brainwashed and actually enlisted by these agent provocateurs that totally intended to destroy every aspect of my life. Yeah, I could look down upon all that, but I would be stupid. I'd be foolish. I'd be faithless, because the reality is I have the greatest opportunity now to perform the greatest service to humanity that virtually anybody has had the opportunity to do since Jesus's time. And I literally mean that. When you look and study, and I've had the privilege of working with the world's leading physicists and mathematicians and geneticists, and you begin to understand the simplicity of 528 hertz frequency, how it is pure tone love, how love is the universal healer, how we can, with this understanding and the revelations and the advancement of this technology to revolutionize the music and healing industries, we can literally get rid of the dissonance, the dis-ease that is plaguing our planet. And what a wonderful What a wonderful time it is to be alive.
And I also want to just say that thank you, Vinny, for, you know, you've given us all your friendship. You've given us a platform to tell you our story, and you've never once betrayed us. You've never once said, you know, shut us down or anything. I know that you're a real person. You're a real, really good-hearted person, and we really love you for that, and we appreciate you very much. And you have a really amazing career ahead of you with your talents and your sense of humor and your good looks, and so we see that for you as well. And you know, we also want to thank Michael Vara with Late Night in the Midlands for being able to give us a platform and a voice to also speak and tell our story to people, and to, you know, Howard Nima, who has also given us a platform to speak. And thank you to these good people.
Thank you to all these good people that are supporting Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Unfortunately, the internet connection means they can't talk while we're coming into breaks here. And, you know, even during the show, when I was putting out a message saying, you know, I've got Len and Sherry on the show, I get this message from Clint Richardson, who wrote, "Ugh, Vinny, the Horowitz family of Purple Gang Jewish Mafia fame. Surprised you are pandering to the self-proclaimed uber-Jew prince himself and his prostitute. I'm disappointed. Why don't you ask him why what he now promotes and calls the love frequency was reported in his first plagiarized book to be the frequency of Lucifer, of pain and breakdown of the body? The man and his bitch are pure frickin' evil. Be fair and interview Dr. A. Truot, for which these two are eternally screwing and defaming. I asked Truot to come on many times, and he refused." This is the kind of stuff they deal with every day.